The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 672.
Hey, 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 welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show, Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset and break through those limiting beliefs and make more money. Oh, yeah. If you like that idea, make sure to grab my free toolkit. It's called Discovering and Shifting Your Limiting Money Beliefs, and you can get it at danawild.com/toolkit. danawild.com/toolkit. I'm Dana Wild, your host, and today we are going to talk about how to transition out of a direct sales business. Let's begin. We received an email, and I'll read it to you so that you get the full effect of what this person is asking. She says, hi, Dana, I've been following you for years, and currently I'm considering transitioning out of direct sales. I've been working as a life coach for the last couple of years, quietly building a business of my own, and I'm also working for another coach in her program as a part-time contractor. My part-time position recently became full-time. I've been doing some self-reflection. It seems like the right time to leave my direct sales business. In considering that, I'm starting the process of figuring out what it looks like for me. And truthfully, I've not seen examples of what it looks like to leave with integrity. My original sponsor faded away. My current sponsor is following that same path, and that's not what I want to do. When thinking about anyone I know of who left direct sales after building a successful business and team and done so with integrity, you're the name that came to mind, so I thought I'd reach out. Okay, very clear, very good email that you sent. That really helps a lot to kind of sum up where you're at and what you're thinking about and gives me a good starting point. So I have a few points I want to make up front before I directly answer this question. The first thing is I want to talk a little bit about direct sales, because direct sales is one of the easiest businesses in the world. And for me, it was just a fantastic way to learn how to market and how to sell. Like if you think about direct sales, the company does everything for you. They create the products, they do the research, they give you the marketing materials, they give you other bonuses and support. And really the only thing you have to do when you're a direct seller is sell. That's it. Go out, market yourself, market the products, sponsor people into your business. Like there's almost not an easier business model on the planet. So that is awesome. And we love direct sales. I love direct sales. I know for many people, having said that, there are people out there who kind of after having the adventure of direct sales, they're looking for that new adventure. And so I'm sure you're not the only one with this question. That was my situation too. It was a case of where I felt like it was a been there, done that, and I was ready to do something else. And really, isn't that what life is about? When you look at most people on the planet don't start any job at 18 and stay with it until they're 70. You know, people are changing and they have different ideas and different things to do. So I appreciate that you asked this question and what you're going through on this. So the next thing I want to talk about is that I don't have all the answers on this. But what I can tell you is I can tell you what I did, the steps that I took when I did this. So I'm going to tell you exactly what I did, and then I'm going to comment a little bit on maybe some of the stories you're telling. So when I had made the decision to leave my direct sales business, I was thinking about it for a long, long time before I did it, probably about 18 months before I actually made the decision. I was getting that itch to try something new, and so I had an awareness of it pretty early, about 18 months early. And I don't know if this is similar between us, but the thing for me was literally, I kind of had a reputation of being this person who liked to try new things. And I had a reputation of being someone who did look at life as like an adventure. So in that way, it was an advantage for me in talking to the people that I was talking with on my team. And I think for you, maybe people know that you're doing coaching on the side. So for you, maybe you have a similar situation. So 18 months out, when I was talking to my leaders on my team, I would have one-on-one conversations with them, and I was talking to them about stepping up or stepping into leadership or really kind of becoming more on their own, stepping out from under mentorship and into their own light. I was often using phrases to them like, well, you know, I'm not going to be here forever. You're going to eventually have to step up and do this yourself because you know I'm not going to be here forever. And it was partially kidding, but it was also, I knew in my mind, I was prepping them for the fact that I wasn't going to be there forever. And so when I would ask them questions, I would often ask them questions like, if I wasn't here, if I wasn't answering this, what would you do? And let them answer it for themselves. So I was talking about myself and about my life circumstances for many, 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 many months as though, what would they do if I wasn't there? So I want to explain that a little. I want to talk about it because I don't think you're the type of person that probably needs a lot of hand-holding. You can hear concepts and apply them as they fit for yourself. And one of the things I see in the story you're telling here when you send this email is you twice say, how do you leave with integrity? And I'm wondering about this word, integrity. I'm wondering if you're feeling like it's not in integrity to just fade away. Like, to be in integrity, you have to somehow have a plan. And I'm wondering where that comes from, or it's something just to observe and to consider and to take a look at. Because with direct sales, what we're really doing as leaders in direct sales is we're saying, I really love this. You might love this too. So imagine that I'm drinking an almond milk and it's a really good almond milk. And I tell all my friends about it and I say, oh my gosh, I love this almond milk. It's so good. You have to try it. And they try it and they love it. And then 2 months later, I say, I don't really like it anymore, but I'm glad you still like it. There's nothing out of integrity with that. That's just, I like this, but now I don't like this. Or I did this for a while and now I don't do this. So I would just kind of maybe take a look at what that feeling is behind this idea that you're not in integrity if you just fade away. So that's the first point. The next point I want to talk to on that same idea, and many direct sales leaders do this. In fact, I was very much like this myself. Many of us as leaders, we have a story that our people are in the business and they work the business because we are there mentoring them or babysitting them. And for leaders who have that, I often ask them, if your leader disappeared tomorrow, would you quit? And they say, well, no, I don't care what she does. I would stay. And so the story that leaders are often telling is that I'm really committed to this. And I'm so committed to this that if my leader left, I wouldn't leave. But if I leave, all of my people are so pathetic, they're all going to fall away by the wayside. Now think about that. I know that's a big old yuck, right? So this is the story we have to bust. We have to bust the story that the people who are on our team, the people that we sponsored in the business, cared anything about what we do. Because the truth is, they don't care at all. They're in the business for their own reasons. They drink that almond milk because they like it. They are living their lives based on their own values and their desires and their dreams and the things they do. And the truth is, they don't care what we do. They don't care whether we stay or whether we go. they'll be like, of course, and they were with me. Oh, I'll miss you. And I'm sad we're not going to get to talk every week now like we do now. But they miss you for about 5 minutes. And then they're on to their own life and building their own business. Something to think about. That's all I'm saying is the stories that we're thinking or we're telling. Having said all of that, I'm telling you, I took this 18 months. Take this 18 months. And I'm telling people, look at, you know, get ready to step into your own light. What would you do if I wasn't here? Come on, you know, step up, all of this. Now, you might not want to wait 18 months, but you might try that for a few months. The next thing I would do is I would bust that story that you might have going on about it being out of integrity for you just to follow your dreams. And then the other story I would take a look at is the story that sounds like, I need to be here for my people because I talked them into this story or whatever it is. And I don't know. I'm just surmising some ideas for you to consider. Okay. The next thing I did after the 18 months of kind of prepping, when I made the decision, I told the corporate office, obviously, and my first level and my upline. And I told them in the context of my first level, especially, that this is a really big opportunity for you. This is a really good opportunity for you to get out from under my big fat shadow and stand into the light and be the leader that you know you are and that I know you are. So I framed the leaving in the truth, the context of that it was going to benefit them to be able to step up into their own leadership. The final piece I want to tell you is that to make this transition, first of all, you'll know exactly the right time to do it. And second of all, prep your own brain, because all of these little how-to steps or say it this way steps or talk to them this way or use this verbiage, none of that really is all that important. The important part is that you're training your own brain all along the way. And saying to yourself things like, Dana's right, which is my favorite first statement for brain training. Dana's right. I've got this. This is going to be easy for me. I know what to do. I know how to talk to people. I already knew what to do before I even wrote into the show. My people are strong and they are awesome. And I see that. And I have to kind of laugh at myself because of course they're going to be fine and they're going to love it. And they are going to step up and they are going to be able to get out of my shadow and be their own leaders and step up and rise up the ranks of this direct sales company. And it's fun to know that I'm on this new adventure and I'm on this new path and they're on a new path too. They're on the path that's called stepping into their own bigger light and shining even brighter. And I like that I know, not that I believe and not that I think and not that I hope, but I know without a shadow of a doubt that as I follow my dreams and as I do the things that light me up, that it's the best for everybody in my life. And I know that this choice, this decision for myself reflects on everybody that I come in contact with and it benefits everybody around me. And I love that. And I love knowing that my people are so competent and they're so capable and they're doing so well. And this is a really cool, big opportunity for them. And that all is well and life is good and things are going so well for me and for them. And it's so fun that I had this opportunity to experience what it's like to be part of a company where I really understood marketing and I really understand selling. And now I can take on more and I can start this new business. Everything is unfolding perfectly. It couldn't be unfolding any better than it is because it's absolutely glorious. I love my life. I love the way everything's going and I can't wait to get started. You have totally got this.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.